أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا مرسل الناقة فتنة لهم فارتقبهم واصطبر. This is Suratul Iqtarabat As-Sa'at, when Shaqqa Al-Qamar, about the splitting of the great miracle of the splitting of the moon, when the people of Makkah requested a miracle that they want to see the moon split in two, then they will bring Iman. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was always desirous that all must bring Iman, made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted it, and he pointed towards the moon and it split in two, which all the people around there saw, and even people around the world had seen, and many people had accepted Islam on that. Anyway, the people of Makkah, who were determined, who were not to bring Iman, did not bring Iman. So Allah Ta'ala still exhorts them to bring Iman by explaining to them the instances of various nations of which historically they knew their history. That when they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, then what their consequences were. In that we were reading about the people of Thamud, the people of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, who also did not believe, and then they asked for a miracle that a she camel pregnant must come out of a certain rock. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah accepted his dua, and a she camel pregnant came out from the rock, which they saw with their own eyes. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna mursilu naqati fitnatan lahum. Aur untni unko aur hum bhejte hain untni unke jaanchne ko. We send this camel in order to test them whether they will bring Iman or not. Fitnatan lahum fartaqibhum wastabir. So tu dekhta rahe unko aur thehra rahe. So now you watch what they do, what their result is. They said they are going to bring Iman. Are they going to bring Iman or not? And make sabr. When the camel had come, they refused to bring Iman. And it was such that the camel, where the camels used to drink water, it used to drink all that water up. So the people complained about this. Then an arrangement was made that one day the camel of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam will drink water, and on the other day the other camels will drink water. People did not like this arrangement, and eventually one very evil woman got one of her henchmen to kill this animal. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with regard to that says, وَنَبِّهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَا قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ. Or sunadi unko ke paani ka baantna hai unme. And inform them that the arrangement has been made that the water, drinking of the water, will be distributed between them. One day the camel of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam will drink, one day the other animals will drink. Kullu shirbi muhtadar. Har bari par pahunchna hai. Everyone must reach on their turn. When it is their turn, they must go and drink. But when the certain, it was an evil lady, and she did not like it, so she got one of her henchmen, فَنَادُوا صَاحِبَهُمْ فَتَعَاطَى فَأَقَرْ. Phir pukara apne rafiq ko, phir haath chalaya aur kaata. Then she got her henchmen to attack this camel and kill it. Yeah, it is being said very so shortly, because the main idea is to take the lesson here and not to go into the details, but that we take a lesson. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ. Phir kaisa hua mera adab aur mera dar ka. So Allah says that how was my punishment and the warning that I had given. In other words, I had warned you people ample, given you ample time and given you much opportunity, but you did not accept. What was the result? Inna arsalna alayhim sayhatan wahida. Humne bheja un par ek chingar. We had sent one very loud sound upon them. And that was the azab that was sent to them, such a screeching sound which left فَكَانُوا كَهَشِيمِ الْمُحْتَذِرِ. It left them like thorns that are crushed and that are trampled and that that fly away in the with the wind. That was the result when they did not bring iman. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. اور ہم نے آسان کیا قرآن سمجھنے کو پھر ہے کوئی سوچنے والا. And we had made the Quran Sharif easy to ponder about, to meditate and to take lessons. Is there anyone that will take a lesson? Today we also must see that we our iman is perfect on the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is the creator of everything. Not only the things of the heavens and the earth, but even material things which man manufactures. But actually the creator behind it is Allah Ta'ala. We must, other people worship idols and believe that idols have control over affairs. We must not believe that anything has got control over anything, whether it's medicine, whether it's ta'weez or anything. Allah alone is the controller of everything. And then also we must understand and believe that Allah Ta'ala is the creator. The man might manufacture, but the raw materials are from Allah. The brains are from Allah. The hands, legs they use are from Allah. Allah is the sole creator of everything. Our iman must also come fully and totally on the tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alamin.